Good Boys Review. Solo. Action. What a perfect way to get the school year started of being a sixth grader with Good Boys, guys. Let's get right to a Good Boys Review coming at you. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? My name is Ryan D, aka Ryan680, and this is Alamo City Movie Talk. Movie Talk for movie fans, guys, where we bring the movie world right into your devices. Everywhere out there, guys, thank you for making us a part of your day, and thank you for listening to us, all right? Let's get right to it. This is my review of Good Boys Review, ladies and gentlemen. Good Boys Review tells a story. Three sixth graders, ladies and gentlemen, when they take on a journey of a lifetime. Or is it? Let's get right to it, guys. I mean, so first off the bat, I'm going to say this movie has a great intro. I mean, I loved everything about this intro so much that it really gets me going, man. I mean, this movie really gets you pumping, gets you laughing your heart out. I mean, right off the bat, when the first scene comes into, ladies and gentlemen, the first time the kids speak, it is hilarious and I love it. Now, not to mention, guys, this is actually produced by Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill, along with many executive producers on this project, and they are marketing this as from the creators of Superbad, Sausage Party. I mean, it's and Neighbors. Of course, it's gonna have that same formula, same feel. So already, I went into this movie like just like, hey, it's gonna be that same formula, and it freaking was, guys. Oh my gosh, this movie was phenomenal. I loved it so much that I am gonna say this so much. You can take it with a grain of salt, moviegoers out there. But this has got to be the best comedy movie of 2019 so far, guys. Right off the bat, I mean, I did love the great chemistry between the main characters. I love that so much because right off the bat, it didn't feel forced whatsoever. These three kids were hilarious. I love their chemistry together. I loved how they really brought the film to life through their jokes, man. I mean, their jokes came out so unique and so great that I really did enjoy this movie so much. Kept me laughing throughout the movie. I mean, pretty much like, I'm very particular of comedies. So particular. So particular. And for this movie to make me laughing on and on and on and on, that was great. I love that so much, guys. Good job to Universal Studios because, let's be honest, they haven't really made too many great, decent movies, but this one, they hit it right on the ball, guys. Thank you, Universal Studios, man, because you already knocked it out of the park with this one. I'm going to say this too. The great dirty jokes in this movie were freaking hilarious. And the best part of it is that no, guys, I promise you, the best jokes are not in the trailers, because that is the major issue with movies like this and with comedy movies. They're usually, you know, the great, you know, scenes and the great comedy relief is in the trailers. But no, guys, oh my gosh, you're in for a wild one for this one and a wild day. I mean, this is a freaking hilarious movie, guys. And if you haven't already, check it out at theater near you. The way this movie really progressed from the very first beginning of this movie, I really did enjoy it. The act two was freaking hilarious. Gave story depth. And I love it so much because you can't just have us laughing, just laughing and throwing $10 jokes, $5 jokes, or even 1 cent jokes. No. Give us a story that we love, and they really did, guys. I love this so much, and they really did show us a story here. It wasn't just laughter. It wasn't just comedy. It was really a great storytelling, I would say, out of this. And you know what? I am going to say, though, that just the one-day adventures, I loved it so much. The highway scene is hilarious. You'll know what I'm talking about after you get done watching the movie. The highway scene is hilarious. I love that so much. And, you know, the climax of this movie is freaking great. I didn't see this coming at all. Like, I really did not see the climax of this movie coming to that point, and it was really great. I really enjoyed every bit of it, and wow, just such a relief when it came down to it, because, you know, in a comedy, you know, you kind of have to have a climax, right? You have to have a moment where it just breaks the comic relief and brings it to a serious moment, and it did great. I loved it so much, and it really did show us, like, a great message out of this, that you grow with your, you know, with your neighbors down the street. I grew up with neighbors down the street on my block, and now we're all grown up, and now we're each of us have a house now. Be sure to stay close to all your close friends out there, even when you meet them in kindergarten, right, guys? And so I did love that great message out of this movie. Was this the film that we needed? Oh, yes, by all means, yes. I mean, this is really the best comedy of 2019 so far. So far on my top, at least my top number one, I would say that right now. Was this the film that we deserved? Oh, most definitely. I really, going into this movie, I was just like, okay, Sausage Party. Sausage Party was really over killer for me. I really didn't enjoy it that well. I'm going to say this, though, that this movie really did carry itself with the chemistry between the boys, between the trials and they went through, between the problem solving they went to. I loved it so much. So great, great job on that part. You know, I'm going to say that this movie really did surprise me. I'll admit this. This movie really did surprise me. from the trailers, I was just like, okay, all the funny points in the trailers, you know, because we've gone to a point of our lives in movie comedies that they really showed the best parts in the trailers. And in this one, I didn't see that coming whatsoever with this one, because they really shine a light on the actual movie, guys. So be sure to check it out there near you. I'm going to say this, though, that the kids are hilarious, and they don't know the common knowledge. I mean, they don't know a lot of good things, and pretty much, if we were to make a movie of kids nowadays, like, what are they up to? And this is pretty much it, you know? Aren't you glad you have boys? Yeah? Yeah? No. All right, guys. I don't have boys. I don't have kids. I'll say this great message once again, guys. I really did enjoy this movie so much. Kept me laughing, and that's a lot, because if anyone out there knows, you know, anyone even on the YouTube channel, I'm very particular with comedies. I'll say that over and over and over again. Comedies don't go well with me. Maybe they will in the... But when they do go well, oh man, I'm laughing my butt off. I'll say that. All right, so ratings 1 out of 10, guys. I hope you're ready for this, because I'm gonna give you my rating 1 out of 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. I'm gonna give this a solid 8. Yep, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna give this an 8. I'll tell you why, because this movie really did carry itself for me. I really did enjoy it. I mean, I'll go on and on and say it again. Character development for this movie was phenomenal. I loved it. Between three individual kids who became different people at the very end was really freaking amazing. I love seeing this on freaking movies. I love it when a movie actually does it says it's gonna do. Show us a great story and show us a work of art, and I really did enjoy every bit of it. I would definitely recommend this movie, guys. Obviously, it's a rated R movie, so I do not recommend this movie to the kids out there, but it is a great movie to see, guys, and if you haven't already, be sure to check it out at theater near you. I am gonna definitely buy this movie. I mean, it had the same Superbad feel, and which I do love and cherish Superbad so much. I love Jonah Hill. I love all that character. I mean, McLovin. Who doesn't love McLovin? I love those jokes and those characteristics of these jokes. And I really hope these do stick out when it comes out the years. People are going to be talking about it. I really do hope and enjoy that everyone's going to have a laughter. Everyone's going to be enjoying this movie and more good buzz out of this movie, because it really does need that buzz, guys. All right. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680, and this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. And be sure to check out our other videos out there, all the movie reviews of 2019. Also, vlog is coming out very soon, guys. We're going to be launching that very soon. Well, me and my wife will take you on the trips with us, guys. All right? Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up if you like our review, guys. Thank you for making us part of your day once again. Happy times. Hope you're laughing. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.